Chapter 18. Tulips and Apples. Robert likes studying, and one of his favorite subjects is jurisprudence. The teacher of jurisprudence is an elderly professor. He is very strict and often gives difficult tasks to the students. One day, the professor decides to give a test. He gives an interesting assignment about two neighbors. The neighbors live very close from one another. They are separated only by a fence. On one side of the fence grows an apple tree. There is a flower bed with tulips on the other side of the fence. This flower bed belongs to the other neighbor. But the apple tree is very big. Its branches hang over the fence into the garden of the other neighbor. The apples fall from it right on the flower bed and break flowers. The professor asks students how a judge in a court would resolve this dispute. Some students believe that the owner of the tulips is right. Others say that the owner of the apple tree is right. They recall different laws that provide that they are right. The students discuss the assignment with each other enthusiastically, but at this point, the professor asks them to stop the dispute.
"Each of you has your own opinion," the professor says. "Now open your notebooks for tests and write in detail your solution to the assignment, please."
It gets very quiet in the classroom. Everybody is writing their answers in the notebooks. Robert is writing that the owner of the tulips is right and explains his opinion in detail. The lesson comes to the end in an hour, and the professor gathers the students' work. He puts the test together in his case and is about to leave. But the students ask him to stay for a short while. They are interested to know what solution to the assignment is the right one. "Mr. Professor, what is the right answer?" Robert asks. "We all want to know it." The professor laughs slyly.
"You see," the professor replies, "it's very simple. Tulips blossom in the spring, and apples fall down only in the autumn. That is why the apples can't fall down on the tulips. This situation can't happen."
The students understand that he is right with astonishment, and it means that their answers are incorrect, and they'll get low marks for the tests.
"But, Mr. Professor, after all, we wrote very good tests," one of the students says. "We know the laws quite well. You cannot give us low marks only because of tulips."
But the professor shakes his head.
"It isn't enough to know the laws," he explains. "You should turn on your common sense first, and only then think of the articles of laws."